Dear friends, we welcome you to our program, The Story That Matters, written by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. One of the most highly popular and most read book in this world is the Holy Bible. But children, how many of us really know what the Holy Bible is all about? Who or what does it talk about? Does it contain chapters on life's philosophy? Does it contain ways and principles to live this life on the earth? Whose story does it contain? So children, let us hear from Auntie Meena about the Holy Bible, because this is the book that contains the story that matters.
What is important in life? Does this life lead to another life? Good answers to these questions are found in a big book called the Holy Bible. To explain the Bible's answers, we will start at the very beginning of the story. The word Bible is an ancient word which means book. The word holy means one of a kind. When we talk about the Holy Bible, we are talking about a special one of a kind book. There are no other books like the Bible. It is holy. The Bible talks about many gods, but it only calls one of these gods holy. This God is different from all other gods. He is very special. He is one of a kind. People have names like Bill, Suzanne, Ravi, and Nishika. In the same way, this special God has a name. His name is Yahweh. Because Yahweh is such a special God, people in the past stopped using his name. Instead, they called him Lord. This is what you call someone who is very important. Someone who has authority. Although the Lord Yahweh is a great God, he still wants to be friends with ordinary people. He wants us to know all about him. That is the reason God gave us the Bible. It is an important letter from Yahweh, which he wrote to all of us. Yahweh wrote the letter many years ago. Yet, what it has to say is just as important today as when he wrote it. We all need to know what the Bible says to us. The first pages in the Bible tell us that Yahweh was never born and he will never die. Yahweh had no beginning and has no end. This God has always existed and will always be. This is just one thing that makes him so special, one of a kind. The Bible says that in the beginning, there was only God. There was no plants, animals or people. There was no earth, moon or sun. There were no other gods, nothing. In the beginning, only the Lord Yahweh existed. The Bible says that God made all the things we can see and all the things we cannot see. One of the first things Yahweh did was to make angels. We cannot see angels, isn't it? Just as we cannot see God. Both angels and God are what we call spirits. They are like people, but they do not have bodies of skin and bone. Although the angels are spirits, they are not gods. They are not the same as Yahweh. God made angels to be his special servants. They were to do whatever Yahweh asked. All the angels watched and sang as God made the world. The Bible says that when God created the world, he did it in an extraordinary way. When we make things, we need pencils and paper. Sometimes we use wood, nails and glue. However, the Bible says that when Yahweh made the world, he did not use any tools at all. God just spoke, and there it was. God said, "Let there be light." Just like that, light appeared in the darkness. Yahweh made everything we see merely by speaking words with his mouth. God has so much power. He can do anything. He is one of a kind. He is holy. The Bible tells us that God made the sun, moon, and stars. He placed them in the sky right where he wanted them. God could do that because he is everywhere. It is good to know that God is everywhere. He is with you, your family, and friends all at the time. This is true no matter how far away they go or where they live. Because Yahweh is everywhere at the same time. He even knows the thoughts we think. He knows and understands all things. We can never hide from God. When we look at what Yahweh created, we see just how big and great the Lord God is. The Bible says that God made the world in 6 days. Only the Lord Yahweh could do that. He made the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the water we drink. He made the rivers, seas, and mountains. God made all the trees and flowers. God made the fish that swim in the sea, as well as the birds that fly in the sky. He also made the animals we see in the forest and on the farm. Last of all, God made people, both men and women. The Lord loved them and looked after them. He made a perfect garden. God filled it with all kinds of trees, flowers, and tame animals. He did this specially for them. God wanted people to enjoy all He had made. When we look at the wonderful world God made, we can see that Yahweh is very powerful. He knows how to do everything. Only a great God could make the world we live in. Since the Lord Yahweh made everything, He also owns everything. When we make something, you own it because you made it. In the same way with God. Because God made everything, it all belongs to Him. This is another reason why we call Yahweh Lord. It means that He is the King and He owns all that He made. God created it, so He owns it. The Bible tells us that Yahweh is good and kind. Just look at all the beautiful things the Lord created. God could have made all flowers to be black and white, but instead He made them in pretty colors. God could have made all food to taste awful. Instead, He made it good to eat and it smells great. He made all kinds of fruits and flowers, insects and animals, colors and sounds, just so we could enjoy them. Yahweh did this because He cares for us.
So my dear little friends, did you hear from Auntie what she had to say about the Holy Bible? Did you learn something important today? The Holy Bible is an important letter from Yahweh that He wrote for all of us. Children, isn't Yahweh such a special God? He's everywhere, created everything that we see today. And He did not use any instruments or tools. Wow, what a wonderful God He is. He just spoke a word. Isn't it such a privilege to know Lord Yahweh and to be blessed by the knowledge of Him? So children, I'm sure you are excited to hear more about this story from the Holy Bible. So let us wait for Auntie to tell us more about the story that matters. If you like this program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrinda.org. I repeat, programming@twrinda.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear The Story That Matters, same day and same time. Until then, goodbye.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all.
Dear little children, it's so good to have you with us in our program, The Story That Matters, whose author is J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. Lovely children, have you ever thought that when you meet a new uncle or auntie and you like them, you would want to know more about them and make friendship with them? However, have you ever seen any children making an effort to know or talk to their daddy or mummy? We heard in the previous program that auntie said that God made everything and everyone. He is the creator who made all heavens, earth, rivers, seas, mountains, animals, birds, and finally man and woman. Children, how much do we know Him who created us? Auntie Meena is back with us to continue with The Story That Matters.
The Bible says that God loves us. The Bible also tells us that Yahweh likes things done in a right way. Think how confusing it would be if the sun set one afternoon and did not rise again for third day. That is why God made rules. He made a rule for the sun. It was to rise in the morning and go down in the evening. It was to do that every day without changing. God made rules for everything He created so that the world would work in the right way. God made rules for people too. Sometimes we do not like rules. However, just stop and think for a moment what the world would be like without them. Driving your car would be dangerous if there were no stop signs, with no rules telling us what side of the road to drive on. Everyone would be confused without rules. Our lives would be very difficult. The Lord God made rules because He knows what is best for us. He knows that when we do things in a right way, we are happy and safe. This is just another way Yahweh shows His love for us. The Bible says that when God made the world, everything was perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. It was good in every way. The Lord Yahweh created a perfect world because that is the way He is. He never does anything wrong. He is perfect. God's home is also perfect. We call it heaven. The Bible tells us that heaven is very beautiful. It is like an enormous park with trees and a river. Right in the middle of this park is a beautiful, safe city. This city is so wonderful. God even made the streets out of gold. In heaven, there is no illness, pain, or death. There are no weeds or poisonous plants. In heaven, nothing is ever broken or wears out. No bad or unkind people live there, and everyone is always happy. Heaven is full of beautiful music. The animals are tame and friendly. You never have to sleep in heaven because there is no darkness or night. It is always day. Heaven is a perfect place where perfect people and perfect angels live with a perfect God. Heaven is so wonderful, it is hard to describe. After Yahweh finished making His perfect earth, something terrible happened. God's most important angel became unhappy. This angel's name was Lucifer, which means the shining one. God had created him to do a special job. However, Lucifer began to think he deserved something better. He did not want to be an angel any longer. He wanted to be in authority. So Lucifer decided that he deserved to be God. Since he did not want to follow God's rule, Lucifer made his own rules. He talked many other angels into fighting against Yahweh. They wanted to ruin everything, which made heaven a very unhappy place. The Bible uses a special word to describe Lucifer's choice to go against God. The Bible calls this sin. To sin means to decide not to follow God's rule. When you do this, children, you are telling the Lord that you think you know better than He does. Sin spoils things and it always hurts somebody. We know this is true. When we see a person carry out a crime or disobey a law, it hurts somebody. If officials catch the criminal, they punish him. He has to pay money or go to prison. That is only fair. It is not right for people to be wicked and somehow avoid punishment. In the same way, the Bible tells us that God is always fair. He does not like it when people sin. He knows that sin always hurts someone. When you do this, children, you are telling the Lord that you think you know better than He does. Sin spoils things and it always hurts somebody. We know this is true. When we see a person carry out a crime or disobey a law, it hurts somebody. If officials catch the criminal, they punish him. He has to pay money or go to prison. That is only fair. It is not right for people to be wicked and somehow avoid punishment. In the same way, the Bible tells us that God is always fair. He does not like it when people sin. He knows that sin always hurts someone. He punishes all sin with just the right amount of punishment. It is never too little and never too much. Yahweh always does that which is right and fair. So Lucifer and his angels hated God and did not want to obey Him. Because Yahweh is perfect, He could not have these bad angels living with Him in His perfect home. They were spoiling heaven. Therefore, God threw them out and told them never to come back. God changed Lucifer's name to Satan, which means enemy. Satan was now an enemy of God. God made a new home for Satan and these bad angels. Because these angels were terrible. This new home was terrible because these angels were cruel and unhappy. This new home was a place of hurt and despair. This new home was an awful place called the Lake of Fire. Those who live in this home live there forever. It is a place of punishment for Satan and his bad angels.
Little children, Lord Yahweh is perfect, and we heard that the one who is perfect has certain principles and standards of life. No one can match up to God's perfection. But you know, Lord Yahweh is so good that He made rules for everyone and everything that He created, so that man and woman can enjoy life on this earth. Children, when you disobey your parents, they say that you did wrong or made a mistake. If you break rules made by the government, they say that you have committed a crime. But you know, breaking rules of God or disobeying Him is called sin. Think what could happen to us if we disobey God. But Lord Yahweh loves all of us. If you like this program, The Story That Matters, by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrindia.org. I repeat, programming@twrindia.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear The Story That Matters. Until then, goodbye.
Father in heaven, how we love You. We lift Your name in all the earth. kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty
Dear little children, it's so good to have you with us in our program, The Story That Matters, whose author is J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. Little children, Lord Yahweh is perfect. And we heard that the one who is perfect has certain principles and standards of life. No one can match up to God's perfection. But you know, Lord Yahweh is so good that He made rules for everyone and everything that He created, so that man and woman can enjoy life on this earth. Children, when you disobey your parents, they say that you did wrong or made a mistake. If you break rules made by the government, they say that you have committed a crime. But you know, breaking rules of God or disobeying Him is called sin. Every sin or disobedience against God leads to one and only one punishment. That is death. Now children, without any further delay, let us hear from Auntie Meena, The Story That Matters.
Many angels followed Satan in choosing to disobey God. However, a lot more angels kept on obeying God and being His special servants. These good angels live with God and serve Him in heaven, Yahweh's perfect home. The Bible says that in the beginning, when God made the world, it was like heaven. There were no tears, pain, or fear. There were no bad or unkind people. No one stole, lied, or killed. There was no sin of any kind. Best of all, nothing ever died. The world God made was a wonderful place to live. It was the way God wanted things to be. It was perfect. The people God created were also perfect. Only perfect people can live with a perfect God. The first man was named Adam and his wife was called Eve. Yahweh placed them in a beautiful garden He had created. God allowed Adam and Eve to go anywhere they wanted. They could eat anything they liked, with one exception. God told them not to eat the fruit from one particular tree. If Adam and Eve did not obey that one rule, it would be sin. If they chose to sin, they would not be able to live with Yahweh. Following this rule was not difficult for Adam and Eve. There were plenty of fruit trees in the garden. However, by obeying God, Adam and Eve showed the Lord Yahweh that they believed Him. They trusted that He knew what was best. This is what God wanted. Yahweh was saying, "Trust Me." That is how it was in the beginning. Perfect people trusting a perfect God in a perfect world. Then Satan came to the beautiful garden. He told Adam and Eve that Yahweh was hiding something good from them. Satan said that if they ate the fruit from that one tree, then they would be like God. Was Satan telling the truth? Or was he lying to them? What should Adam and Eve do if they believed Satan? They would eat the fruit. However, if they believed God, they would not. Whom should they believe? Yahweh or Satan? Whom should they trust? Adam and Eve began to think that being perfect people in God's perfect garden was not good enough. They wanted more. They wanted to be like Yahweh. Therefore, they did the one thing that God told them not to do. They ate the fruit. Adam and Eve believed Satan's lie. They thought Satan knew better than God did what was good for them. They disobeyed God's one easy rule and joined with Satan against Yahweh. This was sin. The whole world changed. It was not safe and perfect like before. Just living became hard work. Weeds grew out of the ground. The animals started to kill each other. The world became a frightening place because of sin. The world was full of disease and despair. It became a place of death. Adam and Eve thought that they were choosing what was best. However, their decision to disobey God ruined everything. The Bible says that death came into the world because of Adam and Eve's sin. Death is an awful thing. When a person dies, his spirit leaves his body never to return. He will not live on earth again. That is why when we go to a funeral, we are sad. Our friend has left us and we feel all alone. Death has separated us from each other. So, in the same way, when Adam and Eve joined Satan's side, their sin separated them from Yahweh. The friendship was over and Adam and Eve felt all alone. That is what the Bible means when it talks about death. Sin has separated us from God. Sin always spoils things. It ruined God's perfect world. It destroyed the special friendship Yahweh had with Adam and Eve. However, that is not all, because they had joined Satan. When their bodies died, they would have to go and live in Satan's terrible home. Adam and Eve would have to remain forever in the lake of fire. This was such sad news. The Bible calls this the second death. However, God did not want Adam and Eve to live with Satan. God loved Adam and Eve, but they could not live in heaven. Only perfect people can live in heaven. They had chosen to be sinful people by believing Satan.
Little children, think about how important your decisions are, and more importantly, the consequence of your decisions. Adam and Eve, the perfect man and woman made by God, had the freedom to go anywhere, eat anything they wanted, except the fruit of one tree. It was such a simple command from God that they had to follow. Let us say, if I had told you that you have apple, banana, mango, and pineapple, and that you should not eat apple, you would have obeyed me, right? Because you love me. Similarly, Adam and Eve loved God, but Satan wanted to be their master, and so he tempted them into eating that one fruit which God had told Adam and Eve not to eat. And we heard what happened because of their one decision to disobey God and to obey Satan's lie. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they sinned and became slaves to Satan. But God did not stop loving us, because He had a plan to forgive our sins. Now, what was the way to forgiveness and repentance from sins? Who could save mankind from this lie of Satan? To hear answers to such questions, let us wait when Auntie has to share with us from The Story That Matters. Until then, goodbye. If you like this program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrindia.org. I repeat, programming@twrindia.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear the story that matters. Until then, goodbye.
My faith will stay, my faith will grow, sometimes fast, sometimes slow.
Welcome, little children, to our program, The Story That Matters, written by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. Adam and Eve had only one place to go. That is Satan's home, which is such a terrible place to be. Now, children, I want to ask you something. Imagine if you are taken from your home and locked in a dark room without any way to come out all your life. Wouldn't that be so terrible? The world also needed a savior who could restore man's place to heaven. That is the perfect home of God. All God wanted man and woman to do is to trust Him alone. Now you know, children, trusting someone is so important, yet it is one of the most difficult things to do. How important it is that we also trust God, who always wants good for us. Just like little John had to trust his grandfather. You trust your parents, you trust your friends, and you trust your teachers and those who are close to you, because you know that they are leading you in the right direction. But you know, the holy, powerful, and perfect Lord Yahweh, whose plans for us are perfect, asks us to trust in Him. Isn't that wonderful? What is it that God planned for the world to save us from the punishment of eternal death? How is He going to turn us away from sin? Aren't you all excited to hear what happened next? Here's Auntie Meena to tell us further about The Story That Matters.
What would God do? God was not without a solution. He had a plan. He told Adam and Eve just a little of His plan. And what they heard was good news. God promised to send a special man to earth. The Bible calls this man the Savior. He would be able to save Adam and Eve from the punishment for their sin. He could save them from the second death. God did not tell how the Savior would rescue Adam and Eve and make them perfect again. However, they had promised a way. Would Adam and Eve believe God this time? Would they trust Him? It is important to understand what the word trust means. Let me explain. Let me tell you a story. One day, John's grandpa took him for a walk along the river. John got too close to the edge of the river and he slipped. Into the water he went. He struggled to the surface as the current swept him away. John was so afraid. The water was freezing cold. Because his clothes were wet and heavy, he felt himself sinking. Then Grandpa stepped into the rushing water. He was a strong man and his feet were firm on the ground. With his long arms reaching out to John, Grandpa shouted, "Here, take my hand. I will save you. Just trust me." What should John do? If he believed his grandfather, then he would grasp Grandpa's hand. If he did not believe his grandfather, then John would have to struggle on his own. It was Grandpa or himself. Whom should he trust? John reached out and took Grandpa's hand. He believed that his grandfather would save him from drowning. John made the right decision. This was the choice God wanted Adam and Eve to make. He wanted them to trust, believing that He would rescue them from Satan's terrible home. Yahweh had a rescue plan, but Adam and Eve would have to trust Him. The Lord Yahweh did not tell Adam and Eve everything about His plan or everything about the Savior. However, He had made a promise. If people would trust God, then when they died, God would make them perfect. Perfect people can live with God in heaven. All they needed to do was to trust God and believe His promise. It was that simple. However, there was still one big problem. God could not make Adam and Eve perfect and let them go to heaven without doing something about their sin. Adam and Eve have joined Satan's side and had become sinful. God could not pretend that this had never happened. To refuse to notice their sin would not be right or fair. God must punish all wrong. So, how could God punish Adam and Eve's sin without punishing them? This is an important question. You see, we are all like Adam and Eve. We have sin that needs punishment. Since we all sin, we need to know how God can punish sin without punishing people. To help us understand, God explained a little bit more of His plan. Because people did not understand how bad sin was, God asked them to do something that would help them understand. This would show them how He would punish sin without punishing people. Yahweh told them to select an animal, a lamb. It must be a male lamb, and it could not have anything wrong with it. It could not be sick or have any injuries. It had to be perfect. God explained that they were to bring the lamb to an altar, a special place of death. The one bringing the lamb was to put his hand on the lamb's head. In doing this, God said it would be like placing all the man's sin on the lamb. Now, something sad had to happen. Do you remember how death came into the world because of sin? Well, because the man had placed his sin on the lamb had to die. This helped people understand that the man's sin had put the lamb to death.
Children, I'm sure you're liking this program. Now you heard today that to escape from the punishment of sins, God made a way that man and woman must place hands on the head of a perfect male lamb and sacrifice it for the forgiveness of sins. However, that was just the way for forgiveness. Lord Yahweh wrote 10 commandments on 2 tablets of stone and gave them to Moses, who heard from God and told the people what Yahweh had commanded them to do. These are the rules that God wanted man and woman to obey while they are on earth. But, you know, was it enough for anyone to escape the punishment of eternal death? Children, following these commandments, are they enough to live with God forever? No. Everyone needs a savior, and God promised the world a savior who could save the mankind from the lie of Satan and his bad angels that just doing good works is enough to live with God forever in his perfect heaven. Who is that savior? When is he coming? Or has he already come in this world? I'm sure, my little children, that you cannot wait to hear about the savior in The Story That Matters. If you like this program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrinda.org. I repeat, programming@twrinda.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear The Story That Matters. Until then, goodbye.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory.
Hey there, children. We welcome you back to our program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Hey, dear children. Do you remember this popular Christmas carol? You know, the world celebrates Christmas as the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Lord Yahweh himself. What a good news it is. Lord Yahweh himself became the savior of the world. But you may ask me a question, that why was the perfect Lord born to Joseph and Mary in a manger? Couldn't he have born in a huge palace? Couldn't he have saved this world just by saying a word? No, but little children, this perfect God chose himself to go through sufferings like we did, and to show the world how to trust God alone for everything. The perfect God became man to save the world from eternal death that Satan has planned for us. But what did Jesus Christ do to save the entire world? Aren't we all waiting to hear about it from our auntie? Let us hear The Story That Matters.
God asked people to do this so that they could understand his plan. This is how he would punish sin without punishing people. The lamb suffered the punishment instead of the man. The man did what God said because he trusted Yahweh. He believed that the lamb suffered his punishment. When the time came for the man to die, God would make him perfect so he could live in heaven. This was God's plan. It was just one way He showed us how much He loved us. However, some people did not believe God's plan. They said they were another God who were more important than Yahweh. They thought these gods had better plans. What these people did not understand was these gods were really Satan's bad angels. They were only pretending to be like Yahweh to deceive them. They were lying and not telling the truth. It was not right that people should consider bad angels or more important than Yahweh. There is only one true God and people should listen to Him. Only Yahweh tells the truth. Even so, people were quite sure that Yahweh's plan could not be right. The idea of trusting God to make one perfect, that was too simple. They thought they needed to do something more. So they came up with their own plan. They made their own rules. They said that if people did more good things than bad things, then God would be happy. If people were kind, then they would be good enough to live in a place like heaven. Do you know what? These people did not understand how good they would have to be to live with God in His perfect heaven. Therefore, Yahweh explained some things. He said that if people stole something, no matter how little, then they were not good enough for heaven. Yahweh told them that if they loved money more than they loved Him, then they were not perfect. He said that if they did not control their anger, that was sin. If they ever told a lie, even just a little lie, then they were not perfect. It was a sin to tell lies. The Lord said that being unkind or not using God's name in an honorable way was sin. Not showing respect to their mother or father, even just once, meant they were not perfect. Only perfect people can live with a perfect God. In total, God gave the people 10 rules, called the 10 commandments. The Lord wrote them on 2 flat stones. No one could add their own rules, nor could they rub one out. God's rule never changed. The Lord gave the 2 stones to a man by the name of Moses. Moses was to show all the people what Yahweh had written. Everyone needed to understand that even if they tried very hard, they could never obey God's 10 rules entirely. They could never be too good to live with God. They were sinful people. They could not save themselves from the punishment of their sin deserved. They needed a savior. They needed a lamb. For many years, the people waited with hope for the savior's arrival. At last, the day came. The savior arrived on earth. What was so surprising was that the Savior was Yahweh Himself. That is right. God came to earth. That is astonishing. To be the Savior, Yahweh became a man. This does not mean that He stopped being God. However, the Lord knew that the only way to save us was to become like us. For this reason, He entered the world as a baby, just like any other child arrives on earth. Yahweh was born into an ordinary family. His mother's name was Mary, and her husband's name was Joseph. Although the family was ordinary, the baby was not. He was holy, one of a kind. The baby was God Himself. Yahweh was not born in a hospital. He was born in a stable, a place where sheep and lambs are kept warm. His first visitors were shepherds, men who take care of lambs and keep them safe. When God came to earth, His name was Jesus. Jesus means Yahweh is the one who saves. Jesus was the Savior whom God had promised to Adam and Eve many years ago. He came to save us from the punishment our sin deserves. This is one big reason why it is so important to know the story of the Bible. It is because we all need a Savior. The story of Yahweh coming to earth as a baby is still celebrated in many countries. Each year, on the 25th day of December, people gather for a special holiday called Christmas. At Christmas, friends give each other gifts to remind each other of God's great gift to us. God's gift was a Savior. But the story is not finished.
Wow, children, isn't that wonderful? Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world, showed the world what extraordinary things one can do who trusts in the perfect God. You know, if someone was sick, we take him to the doctor or the hospital. But Jesus did not do that. He healed them himself. Do you remember also what Auntie said, that he walked on water? You know, children, once I put my leg in the swimming pool and I tried to walk on water, but I fell down on my face, splash. But Jesus could do that miracle. He's such a wonderful Lord. He even raised the dead back to life. What an amazing Lord he is. Don't we want to hear more about such wonderful Lord Jesus? So children, we'll all meet you next week to hear from the story that matters. If you like this program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrindia.org. I repeat, programming@twrindia.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear The Story That Matters. Until then, goodbye.
You have been with me. How could I pretend not to see? I was walking on the line, I was wasting precious time. All I know is that you love me. If I call, you will send me. It's a promise that you made. It's a truth that will not change. Please help me to remember. My God has never let me down. My God has turned my world around. He loves me even though I know I don't deserve Him. My God has never turned away.
Hello, little children. We welcome you back to our program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International. Children, Easter is celebrated as the day when Jesus rose again from the dead. Isn't that a miracle? And not only that, He stayed on earth for 40 days and taught His disciples several things about heaven before He was lifted up to His perfect home next to God. In His perfect heaven, Lord Yahweh fulfilled His promise that whoever believes in Him will be forgiven from all sins and will live with God the perfect and holy life that the Father in heaven wanted. Isn't it such an exciting life? Don't you wish to know who Jesus is? Don't you want to be free from all sins?
After Jesus became an adult, he began to do many extraordinary things. He made blind men see and cured those who could not walk. He healed many who were sick, some with terrible diseases like leprosy. Jesus even had power over death. He made people who had died alive again. On one occasion, he fed a huge hungry crowd. There were thousands of people and Jesus had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. However, as men helped Jesus pass out the food, the bread and fish kept increasing. Everyone had enough to eat. When they were finished, they even gathered 12 baskets of extra bread. All could see that Jesus loved people. Jesus did these things so everyone would know he was God. One night, some of Jesus' friends decided to travel by boat across a big lake. While they were out on the water, they were caught in an awful storm. The wind was furious and huge waves crashed against the boat. All night, the men tried to get the boat to shore, but the wind was too strong. Near dawn, when men could see someone walking on the top of the water, they thought it was a ghost. They were frightened. Then a voice called out to them, "It is me. Do not be afraid." It was Jesus. Peter shouted from the boat, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat. He began to walk to Jesus on top of the water. However, when Peter looked at the wind and waves, he became afraid and began to sink. What should he do? He could struggle on his own, or he could call out to Jesus to save him. Whom should he trust? Peter knew that he could not save himself. Jesus was the only one who could rescue him. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. Peter made the right choice. In the same way that Peter could not save himself from drowning, we cannot save ourselves from sin's punishment. We need a savior. The Bible says that Jesus is our savior. We need to trust him. While on earth, Jesus lived like any other man. He worked as a carpenter and visited with friends. He ate, slept, and traveled to many places. However, Jesus was also different from you and me. Jesus never did anything wrong. All the time he lived on earth, even as a little boy, he never did one bad thing. Jesus was the only man who ever lived a perfect life. He was one of a kind. Because Jesus lived a perfect life, he had no sin that needed punishment. He did not need to die. People only die because of sin, and Jesus did not sin. Although Jesus did not have to die, he told people that one day men would kill him. They would beat him, striking him many, many times with a whip. Then they would hammer huge nails through his hands and his feet to hang him on a wooden cross. Jesus would die. After being dead for 3 days, he would come back alive. Those who heard him say this did not believe it. They told him not to talk that way. But what Jesus said was true. He told his friends the rest of God's plan. He told them good news. It was all about God's promise. It was all about the Lamb. Do you remember the Lamb? Another name for Jesus was the Lamb of God. Do you remember how the Lamb had to be a male Lamb? Well, Jesus was a man. The Lamb also had to be perfect. Jesus was perfect. He was without sin. God told the man that he had to bring the Lamb to an altar, a special place of death. While on earth, Jesus allowed men to bring him to a cross, a special place of death. Do you remember how the one bringing the lamp put his hand on the lamb's head? This showed that he placed his sin on the lamb. The Bible says that as Jesus hung on the cross, he took all our sin on himself. He took the sin of everyone, from the best of people to the worst of men and women. Jesus heard all the nasty words that people had ever said. He knew all the terrible things that people had ever done. He could see all the anger that people had ever shown. He felt all the hurt that people had ever caused. The perfect Jesus took all the awful effects of sin upon himself. He felt it all. He knew it all, and he took it all. It must have been terrible. Yes, it all had to do with the lamb. Jesus was the lamb, our lamb. Now think back to the rest of the story. Do you remember what happened to the lamb? Because God must punish sin, and the punishment is death. The lamb had to die. It was the same way with Jesus. Because Jesus had taken all our sin unto himself, he must suffer the punishment. Jesus had to die. The Bible says that Jesus died for us. He took all the punishment our sin deserved, so that we would never need to suffer the second death. Jesus was the final lamb. Man did not need to bring any more lambs to an altar. Jesus had done it all. The Lord Yahweh had kept his promise.
So my dear little friends, hasn't it been an exciting journey with Auntie in hearing the story that matters? We heard about what is the Holy Bible. We also got to know who our Lord Yahweh is. He wanted everyone to live a free and perfect life in his perfect home. But Satan, the enemy of God and the enemy of man and woman, he tried to destroy the plan of God. But God is most powerful, and he will not let his children die. But he made a way through the Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I'm sure that you would want to know more about Jesus Christ and his plan to save us. To know more about Jesus Christ, call us or write to us for a free booklet of The Story That Matters. If you like this program, The Story That Matters by J.R. Cross of Good Seed International, and if you would like to receive a free booklet, write in to us at Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. I repeat, Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4320, Bangalore 43. You may call us for a copy at 98456-16412. That is 98456-16412. You may also send us an email at programming@twrindia.org. I repeat, programming@twrindia.org. So friends, we'll meet you again to hear The Story That Matters. Until then, goodbye.